The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 2-2 overall and host Michigan at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Well, I've been very impressed watching Michigan on film this week. They're playing very, very well in all three phases, and the numbers bear that out, so we have a tremendous challenge on our hands this weekend on Saturday night.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, the Baltimore Sun reported on a players-only meeting early this morning. What's your take on that?
That's news to me. I don't think we had a players-only meeting at all. So I don't know what they reported on.
Okay.
I don't read the papers. I mean, we've had had our normal meetings all week long.
The Sun reported that there was a meeting before this morning's practice at 6:45. Leadership Council guys Craddock, Brown, and Rose spoke.
That was news to me. If it, you know, if the players had the meeting and something productive came out of it, I think that's great. That's what our leaders are doing. I've been happy with our leadership, and I'm glad that they did that. But you know, I had my normal 7 o'clock team meeting. I had no idea that there was a players only meeting.
All right. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, Randy. I know that one thing is that special teams have been an emphasis for Maryland early on in the season. Why have they been such an emphasis for your team, particularly the play of Will Likely?
I don't know if it's been such an emphasis. I think it's just something that, you know, we've coached, and, you know, our coaches and our players have executed at a very high level in special teams. We have an emphasis on everything, offense, defense, and special teams. And you know, we have a tremendous kicker in Brad Craddock. So that helps us on special teams. We have a tremendous returner in Will Likely. You know, that makes guys on that team, you know, really work hard, because they know that on any given time that he touches the ball, he has the ability, and he's proven it, that he can, you know, take the ball and get big gains or make a touchdown. So we put the same emphasis on special teams as we do everything else, and our guys are just executing at a very high level on special teams. And we're blessed with some great skill guys and a great kicker.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the mind of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Randy. Obviously, you guys have had some problems with interceptions there. What's been the biggest issue on that, do you think?
It's you know, again, the quarterback takes too much blame when you lose, and too much credit when you win, and interceptions are usually a result of a combination of things that, and again, everybody has a hand in it, you know, from the protection standpoint, from, you know, proper routes, and then proper decisions by the quarterback. And those are the things that we just have to make sure that we get cleaned up. You know, we got to get everybody, you know, on the same page, and everybody doing the things that they need to do, so we don't have those things. But it's a combination. It's a combination of protection, route running, decision making, those things that we just have to continue to get better at.
And are you going to stick with Caleb this week as starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Sender with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Randy. When you looked at William Likely the first time you saw him, I mean, did you have that instant idea that he was, you know, that unique, and are you tempted to not overuse him here? I mean, when he's so talented.
No, from the day that we recruited Will, I was very, very impressed with him on film. Plays hard all the time in high school, and then when you get a chance to sit down with him during the recruiting process, and you hear what the kind of goals that he has for himself, and what it means to play the game and to play it the way he plays it is very, very impressive. And the neat thing about it is he brought that here and has continued that here at Maryland. The guy just works. He's, you know, a student of the game. He's a guy that understands the game, prepares extremely well. Again, I just love being around him because of what he stands for and how he goes about and his business and how he prepares, you know, each and every day. I mean, you're getting his best effort each and every day, and he's working his tail off to be better each and every day. And it's a pleasure to he's a pleasure to be around.
Is there a temptation to use him on too many facets of the game? Obviously, he's doing returns. He plays defense. I mean,
I haven't really thought about that. You know, putting him on offense and doing anything along those lines. I think, you know, what we get out of him on defense and special teams, I think that's, you know, that's plenty, you know, for him. And, you know, I like what he's contributing there.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've reviewed film from Michigan and kind of taken a look at some of the defensive performances that they've put together over the last few weeks, what have you seen as far as what you need to get your team ready for? And also, with last year's success against Michigan, is that something that you're able to build off of as you prepare for this week?
Well, they're a different ball club, you know, this year than what they were a year ago. I mean, when you take a look at their defense, I mean, they got 7 seniors on their defense, they got 3 juniors and they got a sophomore. So they're a very experienced team, and they're all a year older, and you know they're playing very aggressive, you know, on defense in terms of you know, the 3-4 and playing a lot of man coverage and you know putting a lot of pressure and on people. You know, they're playing really well. You know, again, I hope that our guys would understand that. Again, it is a different team, but we did have success against them a year ago. Now what we got to do is we got to bring our intensity level up and have better intensity than them and execute at a higher level than what they do on Saturday. But they're playing extremely, extremely well based on numbers. 2nd in total defense, 4th in scoring defense, 10th in rushing defense, and 5th in pass defense. So, you know, they're playing extremely well. And you take a look what they've done the last 3 games, they haven't given up very many points. So, tremendous challenge for us.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks.